Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests. Everyone sit back and enjoy. Let's start with the intro and let's get the show on the road. It's the Rad Reality Show, and this is Ron Rad.
Tonight we talk Amazing Race. If you guys have a question, you guys can call in 347-237-5506.
Welcome, Amazing Race fans. Thank you for guiding your listening devices over to the Rad Reality Show Network tonight. I'm Cherry Garcia, and it's November 28, 2014. And we're all just waking up out of our tryptophan comas in time to watch tonight's episode of The Amazing Race, which is what we're going to be recapping tonight on The Amazing Race Second Pit Stop Show. Tonight with our amazing host, Marion David Conley, who are also known as Team Coal Miners. They've been on The Amazing Race twice in back-to-back seasons. That would be seasons 10 and the first All-Star season 11. They're also just a lot of fun to talk to and very knowledgeable about what goes on in the backgrounds of The Amazing Race. So if you have any questions or would just like to chat with us, again, the phone number is 1-347-237-5506. And make sure you press that 1 to let us know that you want to join us on an air and chat with us. Right now we're going to say hello to Paul from Minnesota, the other co-host for tonight, and see how his Thanksgiving is, or was last night, and how he's doing up in chilly Minnesota. What's going on, Paul?
Hi, Cherry. Hi, everybody. It was a very enjoyable Thanksgiving. I was over at my mom and dad's facility, and the dining room, we went to the dining room there, and they had a really good dinner. I was reasonable in what I ordered. My dad, on the other hand, I couldn't believe it. There was all sorts of choices. He says, turkey, oh, and then I'll have some lamb chops, and also give me some of the salmon. And as he was ordering, somebody, I think maybe my sister said, did he want soup? And I said, no, he couldn't possibly. And after he'd ordered all that, he said, oh, I want the soup too. And holy cow, we took a lot of food back up to the apartment with us. But what was so awesome, after 5 weeks, 5 weeks ago today, when my mom had her fall, she has now been rehabilitated, and I moved them back up into their apartment from the healthcare portion of their facility, and just so glad that they're now up in their apartment and back to where they belong. But
that's wonderful.
How about yours,
Paul?
Tell me.
I'm glad to hear that. You know, I know somebody with Alzheimer's really needs that everyday routine that they go through. And I know moving your dad out of his routine was very upsetting and not very, you know, a lot of fun for him. So I'm glad to hear he's back in the apartment and where he's comfortable. So
I couldn't agree more. How was your pumpkin pie? You must have had some. You talked endlessly about it last time.
Well, you know, Rich and I are on a low-sodium diet for the most part.
Excuse me.
And
is that him on the – whoa, cool.
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
I have my husband
surprise.
Calling him tonight.
Oh,
so,
right.
We are on a low-sodium diet for the most part all year round. Rich's heart, we had a meeting with his doctor just last week, and his heart is back to that of a normal person. Yay. So
that's
he's
the only
doing
part,
very well.
Is that the only part that him is normal now? Or
he's doing wonderful. And so we allow ourselves to cheat occasionally, and Thanksgiving is one of those times. And so, yes, we did have pie, and we had the usual Thanksgiving dinner. We didn't gorge ourselves, but we had a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner, and it was nice. It was very nice. So thank you for asking. Let's play our host theme song and get them up on air and
amazing.
Find out how their Thanksgiving dinner was, too. I bet it was amazing. She usually has a house full of people. So here we go, folks.
Oh, keep the lights on. My hometown keeps the food on the spoon in my youngest mouth. Cars on a truck and a sundress on my baby girl.
We're going to welcome Mary and David Conley tonight. Mary and David, thank you so much for being with us. How are you, and how was your Thanksgiving?
We are great. And our Thanksgiving was hectic like always. You know, we have almost 30 people here in our house, but I even Facebooked that thank you to the Amazing Race for giving us two trips around the world, and because of we got a chance to go around the world, Rosie O'Donnell became our biggest fan and gave us a huge house to support this family in.
Aw, that's so sweet. I want to bring my husband up on the air with us.
Go ahead.
Hi, Rich.
Hello.
Hi, Rich.
How do you, everybody?
David, say hi, Rich.
Hi, Rich. Hi, Terry. Hi, Bob.
Hi, guys.
Hi, David.
Hi, David. Hi, Rich.
We're all together.
Hi, Tomboy.
I do got to tell Paul something.
Yes, sir.
Our Belfry Pirates.
David, that's my job. Loser.
Just won the semifinal. They're going back to state. They won 33-0.
Next Friday.
Friday. That's awesome. I actually
that's
I was going to
5 years
get on,
in a row.
I was going to get on the internet and search for the high school, Kentucky high school scores to find out how you did. That's so good news.
So our middle school is three-time champions, and our high school is went 5 years in a row. And like they said, it's probably, yeah, it's a good run right now, and we might just be halfway in this run. We got another 4 or 5 years of just plum talent.
Wow. Dynasty.
Yeah, we're pretty awesome. I'm so proud to say. I love those boys. They work their butts off.
But around here, like we said before, it's all about, you know, we don't have no protein in no sports in Kentucky. And the biggest thing you got is, you know, UK basketball, which is
right.
three and a half hours away. But where we live at Eastern Kentucky, it's all about high school football. I mean, when you go to a Triple-A high school football game, these 2,500, 3,000 people there every game.
Oh.
But that, you know, it's a big deal. Ringing cowbells and everything. It's one of the things.
Yeah, we're pretty cool. And if it wasn't for the Amazing Race and this rad reality show, we could go on Friday nights, but that's okay.
Yeah, they have. Yeah, they tailgate and all, like college and pro.
You guys are the place to be for football.
Yeah. Yeah, Davey gets his high school experience next year.
But, my gosh, guys, what a show. I was so this is the first time since I've been on The Amazing Race that I was so glad I climbed the Great Wall of China. I'm telling y'all. Who are the – did you see their backs?
Oh, my God. I was gonna open with, I think I would like to go get a massage. Not.
No.
I believe that would hurt a little bit, but I would like it.
I would have took Bertram's tongue out of his mouth and twisted it 10 times to the moon. I'd been so mad at him.
I had never had a massage until we went on season, season 10. No, we didn't get them on All-Stars. When we was in sequester in Mexico,
cool.
They would bring over people every day, wasn't it, Mary?
Yeah, y'all got them every day, like deep tissues.
Yeah, Mary wouldn't do it. And they
didn't like it. It was just a regular massage, and it didn't feel good to me.
No, they would do deep tissue massages. And
but, David, it didn't make me cry.
Well, no, after the first one or two kind of hurt, but you got used to it, you know, the deep massage. But now it goes a little bit far when they start doing the skin and
yeah, so
fire
I can't wait till we get to that part because they skin them people.
Man,
that's
I'm
ridiculous.
Telling you what.
What, I mean, Terry?
Those girls were crying. I mean, literally crying, real tears, screaming, real screams, and their skin. I've seen that done before, where they do those jars.
But I have never seen it done.
It pulls your skin way up in there. What the reason they light that the fire in the jar and put the fire in it right before they put it under you is because it takes all the oxygen out from in the jar right before they put it on your skin.
So that it
and
sucks
so when they put it on your skin, it makes a suction.
That's what they talk to you.
Yeah, and it sucks all the toxins out, but it sucks your skin way up in that jar. And
looked like they had devil's horns on their backs.
It must be so.
But
painful.
I've seen Luke, you know, the deaf man from The Amazing Race, who's been on two or three seasons. His post was about they could have chose the China Cups, and they just thought it was drinking tea, and he don't like tea. If they'd have chosen that, they'd have died. So apparently it was one that wasn't chosen last year. Or a year before last, whenever he was on, you know? And that's the thing. This was a challenge to make you roll on the floor laughing. I was dying.
I can't wait to get started. Talk about this airport they've changed up.
Okay, yeah. Let's start talking, Terry.
Well...
They changed the rules.
They did.
Gosh.
First of all, the Soul Servers used their express pass last week. We got down to 5 teams remaining. They're at Fort Manuel, however you say it.
Singapore. No.
No.
In Singapore.
Malta.
I only have...
Malta.
They go to Singapore.
Yeah, they're in Malta. I only have Adam and Bethany's time down.
Well, they gave 4 of 5 teams. They didn't give Amy and Maya's time, which was weird because they gave everybody else's.
Yeah, because it was 9:25 when Adam and Bethany left.
Right.
10:07 for Misty and Jim, and 10:50 for Kim and Allie. It didn't give a time for Amy and Mila, and then 1:07 for Brooke and
Robbie.
So you're looking at almost a four-hour difference.
They're going a quarter of the way around the world to Singapore, and then they have to catch a ferry to Pulau Ubin Island, where they'll run a mile into the jungle, drink a coconut, and then get their clue.
Yeah, I got a problem with that.
And it's going to be a double U-turn ahead.
They run this mall, and the scientist, oh, shoot, what's their name?
Amy and Maya.
Yeah, Amy and Maya.
Amy and Maya.
Amy has had this leg problem for 3 or 4 weeks to where she can't run. But she keeps up with everybody else in a mile run.
Apparently, it must not be that bad.
You watch her walk and you think she's dying. But, I mean, is it? Well, I mean, how bad is this? You know what I mean? She act like she couldn't sprint to run across the pole. She act like she had a hard time running, but she can keep up with them in a mile race with the backpack on your back.
But before that all went down, they were at the flight agency. What's that thing called?
And
travel agency.
We wrote it down because as Adam and Bethany were going in, they read something that says, "We have reservations for you from Malta to Paris. You're responsible for booking your remaining flights to Singapore. If there are any you find more advantageous, you may do so." So
Adam and Bethany just took it as
flight.
They had to take the flight to Paris. You know, they didn't think about it.
Yeah, they didn't think about it because it just said we have reservations.
So
they
you
didn't.
Already got one reservation. You know, you think, okay, well, they're giving us the good deal. We're just going to go on.
And
then it hit
the
us when they said about the new rule. And wow, that's a game changer because when we were there. Go ahead.
They tell the dentist what flight they're taking, and the dentist thinks that's the only, you know, flight there is. And so the dentist booked the same flight with Adam and Bethany without really checking into it. And so Adam and Bethany and Jim and Misty are all on the same flight, and then the cyclists come in, and they walk up to the counter there at the reservation office, and they ask them, and come to find out there's a flight that's earlier.
40 minutes earlier.
And Jim says, there's a new rule this year. Once you book your flight, you cannot change it. And
which
Jim says, good move.
Yeah,
well played.
I figured they would change that rule a long time ago, and they never did.
Yeah, because way back when we were on it.
On All-Stars, Rob, at one, I believe it was leg two, whenever they went to a whole totally different country than anybody, and then, like, got a connection into another country, and then finally got to where we was going. And they end up getting, like, a 3 or 4 hour lead.
Like with us,
but
yeah,
Rob
on All
had, like, in that one time,
on
seven different
flights. But on All-Stars, the first three legs, nobody from, I mean, you saw them at the start line, but nobody saw Rob and Amber until pit stop every time. Nobody knew their flights because they were smart enough to take, hey, let's go to five different countries and get there faster, when other people's like, why would you take a connecting flight when you can just get one way and never have a problem?
They took a lot of chances, but sometimes they would have 6, 7 flights. I mean, they would book a flight and then go book another flight. And, you know, I reckon they'd have to sit back and really think about what they wanted to do because they was that smart. I mean, they was some of the smartest racers.
But, yeah, we could book any flight we wanted.
We could book it, and if we found something
a
else,
faster flight.
We could book it, and they would just trade the tickets back in or whatever, get their money back. But you you did have like a $40,000 limit.
Wow.
That you could book. So this
I
is big news.
I do have a question. You talked about being a game changer. Is that something that you're aware that a lot of teams would book one and then change it? Everybody would.
I mean, we never did because
we was always in last. We just had to take what was there.
Yeah, we just had to take what was there. But everybody would book two or three flights because they, you know, the Amazing Race always said that to everybody, you can book as many flights as you want, take the best flight. So everybody would take that advantage.
Okay, so my second question is, why do you think they changed the rule?
I know why they did.
Because every time they turn a ticket back in to get the, you know, the Amazing Race, Bertram, whoever, you know, the accountant, has to turn it back in to get reimbursed, you have to pay a certain fee. We've thought that the whole time. Why in the world are they going to let you take 10
flights? Not even that. The reason they've changed this is, by them changing this, they can open up bigger options. Because before, with it being you could change flights this and that, they would keep it to where no matter what, if you changed it, you're only going on this airline or this airline. By letting them change it and you got to take the first one, in these next few seasons coming up, I think we're going to be able to see if somebody's smart enough to really go on the internet and check stuff out that they're going to end up changing. Instead of just being able to go on United and American, maybe you can go on United American and Singapore. And,
David, my answer's so much better.
No, I'm saying this.
Yours is like nonsense.
It's going to give them more options.
It's more like this. You're the first team there and you pick this flight, and then you realize the fifth team there found a better flight. In other years, you could have easily took their flight if it's still available. Now, oh no, you already booked your flight. You got to stick to it.
It's to make them do the research, but it's
yeah.
You're gonna be able to take different airlines, more airlines.
All right. Go ahead, Rich.
I was just curious when you go into a travel agency and you say we need a flight, like they said, a flight to Paris and then on to Singapore. Can they say? Offer up, well, there's one to go into Rome that will get you there faster, or are they obligated to just tell you about the one you request information about?
No, it's what they said is we have a flight to Paris. We need to get from Paris to Singapore.
No, but I mean the travel agency themselves.
Right. No, the travel agency can tell you anything because, you know,
without,
they're not under
without
the
you asking
flight.
About it?
Without you asking, they're going to give you the best flight possible because you're going to tell them, hey, I'm in a race. You can't say I'm on the Amazing Race, but you say, hey, I'm in a race.
A travel agency is about like a taxi. You get lucky. You get some of them that will get on that internet and really and explore and tell you your options. You get other ones that's just going to tell you your first option. They're just there to book a plane. But you get no.
So,
we've met some that was really smart that would give you three or four options.
So there's some employees, travel agent employees that are more creative and some just kind of go through the, you know, routine. Yeah. Does it ever come into play for production? Do you think that ever has any reason why they may have changed the rules so they had room for cameramen and the sound men to get on board or?
I don't think that's a game changer. I don't think that's the reason whatsoever.
No, because
there's always the thing is, they don't say I need two tickets to Singapore, which is what you hear, okay? Yes, they do say it, but that's only for TV. What we do is we go to the airport, we go to a travel agency, and you say I need four tickets because you have to have a ticket for your sound man.
And then they'll cut it off and make you stay.
Right, and then they'll say, okay, now do it for TV. That's when you say, I need two tickets.
There was one incident.
But the first thing you ask for is four tickets.
There was one plane that they only had three tickets, and
we
couldn't get on it.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have enough for the sound guy.
That was in India.
That's why we missed our plane in India, and we was actually 24 hours behind. If, I don't know, somehow or another, a mysterious miracle plane flew in and just disappeared.
It ain't no lie, guys.
Yeah, they wasn't nobody.
Our hopes was over. We were dying in a million people in an airport standing, not even able to sit down.
That's one time production had to step in.
I don't know.
And make a plane appear.
I'm just saying it was a miracle plane.
I've always said they got the ways with planes and airports.
But they really ought to.
They just about own them.
You imagine the money they spend on planes?
Well, this is the first time I heard you guys say that they had like a $40,000 budget for each team. That I never heard that before.
No, that's only if you book multiple flights. Our one flight.
That's just saying you can't book 100 flights. You can only
our
book
flight
three
from Kuwait to Mauritius
was $25,000.
$25,000
a piece.
Wow.
You're joking.
Folks. No.
I'm telling you, Bertram Van Munster ought to own every airline there is, as much money as he spent on tickets.
Holy
That's amazing. $25,000 for airline tickets.
But ain't that when we flew on the big double decker?
Yeah, that was a double decker, and somehow we got first class, and you never get first class.
And
that was awesome, yeah.
Yeah, that's when, but that was the mysterious plane, the $25,000 plane, was out of India.
No.
Kuwait.
It was the one to Mauritius. I know that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But it was an amazing one. We flew with Phil. I mean, everybody flew on the same flight that time. Usually Phil. Well, in our days, Phil would always go ahead of us.
Yeah, he would always be, four.
It seems like this year Phil's right with him. I love it. I love seeing Phil just pop up there with the racer in the background.
This time. We didn't
I
get
love
to
it.
See this. Yeah, I do,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we did.
When
Amy and Maya, I think, or somebody.
On the tightrope. No,
yeah,
the first team.
Yeah, they were on the tightrope. Yeah, Adam and. No, it wasn't Adam and Bethany. And it wasn't Mr.
Amy and Maya.
Amy and Maya, yeah. And one of them, let's see, Maya's doing the tightrope. She's halfway across and Phil's right there, and she's right in the background.
No, it was right before she got on, wasn't it?
No, she was in the background on the tightrope.
I like that. I hope that continues.
Tightrope.
I think
yeah,
that's so fun
I think
when
that's
we get
a
to
great deal.
Well, yeah, that's, that's new, and then with the you can't book another flight, that's new. So it's getting ready to they're changing. Next year, look for something besides a U-turn, you know what I mean?
That's for racers,
Look for something
that
different.
Really was like big news to us. It really, I mean, wow, it's worth spending a whole show on.
What, 25 seasons and they changed that?
And it really could be a huge game changer.
Oh, yeah, it could change.
I mean, it kind of was if Misty and Jim didn't have the...
The save,
and no, but they still came in...
If they didn't have the save, though, they could have... Double U-turn to Misty and Jim.
Nobody wanted to double U-turn, knowing that they'd be eliminated and saved anyway.
Yeah, I find this fascinating, and it's reminding me of how many great moments there were. On tonight's episode with
this
all
is the one
this.
That's going to win the Emmy for him this year. I mean, it was just the best show I have watched probably ever. I love this show.
Yes, this
I
episode,
love
yes.
Amy. Amy. Well, Amy was, that girl shed some tears. And Maya made the faces without the tears. And he let them out later on when the camera wasn't around.
I felt so sorry for him, guys. But, Cherry, you can go on so we can get up to them crying, because, my gosh, I felt so sorry for those girls.
Well, you heard Misty in the background. After Jim said, good move, well played, you heard Misty in the background say, you don't want to stand around in here and watch them agonizing over it as her and Jim and Adam and Bethany all walked outside of the travel agency. And then the camera panned back inside. And Kim and Allie are dancing at the ticket counter after the others got outside. They're in there just dancing at the ticket counter.
I'm all for Kim and Allie on the next All-Star. Yeah, I love those girls.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite teams in the past few years.
I agree.
Me too. And then Brooke and Robbie got the same flight as the cyclists, and so did Amy and Maya. Kim and Allie got to the coconut, and drank the coconut milk first and got the clue first. And it says that they have to do a flow rider machine, which is a skiing machine, and the team that stays on it for 2 minutes gets the fast forward.
Something else about the coconut, though. I loved it when Brooke said, Robbie, can you down this? This is nasty.
Yeah.
So Kim and Allie decide they're going to go for the fast forward, which is kind of a risk.
Yeah.
I would think it's not a risk.
I would never think it's a risk until this year.
You're first there and you're 40 minutes ahead of the next team just to show up. I would honestly think, go for it.
All right,
you're going to miss out on it.
The other thing I want to ask you guys, because I did have to watch the show very quickly tonight, and my question is, did the clue, did they know that this was a surfing kind of thing? Or
the additional information, yes, they did. That was the risk because they knew surfers was behind them.
Wow.
Right.
And normally a fast forward.
Not a risk, though.
Well, no, it ain't a risk, but if you're just 40 minutes ahead and you've never surfed and you got two surfers behind you, that's a risk.
Yeah.
If they chose to take it, but usually
and
if you've got three teams ahead of you, you're not going to choose to take it. This was a crazy, amazing show. In every which way. Why would Adam and Bethany choose to take the fast forward?
Because
when they're
surfers.
The last team there. I don't care, Dave.
I think it could also have been a birdie in the ear.
No. She's a surfer. She wanted to prove she can do it. I mean, gosh.
I know, but why would you? I mean,
it's stupid. Why would you, being the last team, say, hey, I want to go five for it just in case they didn't get it?
Because it was something to do with surfing.
I don't know. That was weird.
I mean, normally they're fast forwards. You know, you go shave your head or, you know, you go, like our fast forward we won, it might have looked harder on TV than what it was, but it was so easy.
Yeah, it was the easiest challenge we ever did. You go out there and you fight a fire with protection all around you and like some big old firemen.
Yeah, you got three firemen basically
guarding us.
Mary didn't have to put her hand on a shield. I had to put a hand on a shield, but I still had them holding it.
But still, we got hot enough to the fire.
Oh yeah, we got
that my shoes melted.
Yeah, I ain't saying we didn't get hot and didn't sweat in them suits, but I'm saying how hard was it?
Yeah,
to
it was
walk,
easy. I won't lie, it was easy
to walk 75 yards up to a oil fire, and let somebody else put it out.
Yeah.
And just from watching other seasons, all the fast forwards has always been kind of simple.
And this
to
was
me,
hard.
This wasn't simple.
Yeah.
David, I'm going to somewhat agree with you. This seemed like a perfect fast forward for the surfers who are Adam and Bethany, who are certainly, I would think, a fan favorite, and they would have known that to production. And you almost wonder.
And they were in first leaving, guys.
And they lost their
from the pit stop. They were first in leaving. And if all things would have gone well, they would have had the early flight.
And they lost their express pass last week.
Yeah.
This was all set up.
Yeah.
But I just think, wow, why would you, as the last team, choose to take a fast forward? When you know good and well four people are ahead of you.
I'll be quiet and keep my mouth shut on this situation.
Yeah, you need to shut up. But I just think it's, wow, brave of them is all I got to say.
If you want to know what I
David,
really think, you
up.
Call me off air.
So the roadblock is a high wire act where they have to go across in a high wire or on a high wire, 600 feet in the air, go across it, get the clue, and then come back with the clue. And Maya went across the tightrope, and she did it actually pretty easily. And she was like, I love the Amazing Race.
She smiled the whole time.
I know, she did so good.
Oh, my gosh, she's like a freak of nature.
I know, as much as she smiled, you figured they would have done the dentist thing and showed her teeth.
A little
sparkle.
And she got her clue, and
the clue says, make your way to Center Square Raffles Place. And that's all it says. And at this point is where it shows Adam and Bethany and them in the taxi, and Adam and Bethany decide to take a taxi back to the Fast Forward Challenge. And when Maya and Allie get to the square, it's a person that's walking with...
Yeah,
but
I gotta say
this
thing about
that. That has the clues. And it took a few minutes, but they found it pretty quickly that it wasn't actually like a building. It was a person walking around with this thing on his back.
What did it
but
say
I can
on
sympathize
that?
With Brooke and Robbie. It said Onward Singapore. I can because like with us, we'd have been looking for a clue box. We'd have been looking for a sign. I don't think we'd have ever been looking for a man wearing a red and yellow thing.
But can I give Jim a little bit of props?
Yeah.
Because whenever they were sitting there, they knew they was 40 minutes behind. Jim's wife, Misty, said something to Adam and Bethany. I forget what it was. But it showed Jim saying, you mean y'all ain't going to go for it? To me, maybe Jim put that in Bethany's head.
I love that. Yes,
because
that's true.
I think he was
that
trying
was
to hurt him.
Yeah,
I think he was trying to hurt him, but you know, he thought it would work to his advantage, which it did. It didn't. It didn't make.
Oh, everybody wanted the cyclist gone, so it did. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it worked to his advantage, but still, it put two teams at the fast forward, and you know, it put him at four, no matter what, with the save. You know, so. I got to give Jim props there.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
I just think he wanted to take that save home. That's it.
I'll give him props for not having to change his underwear.
Oh, my God.
I bet he did change him.
Okay, let Jerry talk about it.
I was just giving him props for not changing his underwear.
No doubt.
Fell off the tightrope.
He changed him.
He changed.
When Amy and Mari got the clue, it said China cups or chili crabs. And China cups was the ancient therapy treatment using the suction cups on the back and a deep tissue massage. And chili cups, you had to prepare Singapore's national dish. You had to crack hard...
boiling
shelled crab open, and they were very difficult to open, and you had to get 2 pounds of the meat in a dish
but that's
before you
the thing at racers, all they saw was chili cups or the other thing. They didn't get to see the additional information until they chose their task. So you know, that's why Luke thought that it was teacups, was drinking tea. That's why Luke thought it was drinking tea in a cup. He don't like tea, so they didn't choose it. I don't think anybody chose it, and we never got to see that challenge.
That far in a race, though, and you see it's an ancient massage.
No, you don't see that until after you choose that.
Yeah, but you're going to want the massage.
Yeah.
But no, Jim seen the crab and was like 2 pounds would be easy. So you know somebody goes eats nice meals knows how, because I couldn't crack a crab, and I've only eaten it once. I had to get Erwin Goblin to show me how to do it.
That was a lobster.
Jim.
Well, whatever.
So here's where Jim falls off the tight wire, and he had to be reeled back in to start over, but he did eventually make it, and he got his clue. Amy
that
and Maya
so
thought the massage was
going
to be awesome and relaxing, but it was anything but, and they were screaming in pain. And
who would have thought that the suction cup part of that massage was probably the best part,
the most painful. I don't know, those poor girls' backs looked like they had been beaten.
You know, on the previews for next week, you could still see the marks on the wrestler guy's back.
Right.
When they were showing
them. Oh, my God.
So that raised some serious welts.
But how scary at the top, with Jim, that top kind of rope actually broke. I mean, that was so scary.
Yeah. Jim, I bet he did have to change his underwear, and probably Misty too. If I would have been his wife, I know I would have needed somebody.
I wonder how long it took them to restring that top rope.
I don't know. That was scary, though. That was definitely.
Sorry, I got one of the girls with a headache. Had to get him some medicine, so I had to mute it. But I wanted to tell you, that's what I tweeted, Elise, Bertram's wife. I said, we love the cyclists. The China Cups Challenge had us rolling on the floor laughing. So glad I climbed the Great Wall of China. And I can honestly tell you all, I have always complained about having to climb that Great Wall. Well, I'd do it 10 times over now. Crazy.
I bet you would. I wouldn't want to.
Yeah. Well, I cannot stand pain.
Sure.
I had four babies naturally, but, you know, I got a baby in the end. It's worth it. You always get over the pain of having a child. But, my gosh, to have scars on your back?
No, them will leave in a few days.
I'd have been castrating some cameramen. I'm telling you, I'd have been so mad.
Well,
Annie was biting on a towel. She was in so much pain.
It shows it on his back for next week, but at the most, it's just 2.5-3 days later.
Whatever, David. I'm telling you, I was ready to kill Bertram climbing that wall.
Now,
I'd have gone postal on everybody around had they put that kind of pain in me. They skinned them alive.
You would have quit.
Yeah, I'd have cried and just, I'd have said, you know, $1 million ain't worth it, period. I don't care.
I would have had a scream at you.
It wouldn't
have
worked. Yeah.
No, I know it wouldn't have worked.
I'd have quit. Yeah, no, that was, I'm mad right now, and I didn't even have to do it. That is ridiculous, guys. Who does that? And they can say they do that? Nobody does that on purpose.
Yeah, but here's the thing. She's saying she'd quit, but she ain't really thinking correctly.
I know, because I'd have thought about the kids, but they would know. I wouldn't have done
that. When that little red light comes on and you're on, I don't care.
I didn't care about no red light. I wouldn't.
Well, now, I don't care if you're on Survivor or Big Brother or the race. When you do them challenges, your adrenaline is going So you got more adrenaline than you got at a ball game.
No.
Yes.
And I'm just saying, y'all, no. I give everybody who did that props. My gosh. That's all I got to say. My gosh.
Well, they
skinned them alive, Dave.
I didn't say it probably didn't hurt.
That's like cowboys and Indians material torture.
I mean, the funny thing about it is Brooke was laughing at them.
Until she went through it.
I was going to say, Brooke and Robbie show up after Amy and Maya are already going. I wonder if they heard the screams as they approached.
Oh, my God. Like,
oh,
you know, United States don't even do that to the Taliban. Honestly, I think Bertram is like getting dementia or something. Who does that to a racer?
Honey, as an ancient man.
David, that's torture.
I mean, it might have hurt a little bit, but I don't think
that would have been that bad. You rode a boat and cried about it, honey. Stop.
Yeah, I was in water, and I'm scared of water.
Well, you never had horns on your back.
I would rather somebody poke a knife in me than get in the ocean again.
David, you're just...
No, if I had to go do it again and never get in the water, I'd be happy. I don't care what I had to do.
Terry, we'll stay late just to stay on this subject, because no, I'm telling you all, somebody needs to be put in jail for putting everybody through that. I'm telling you.
You sign a contract.
I'd beat David. No, honey. That was just not right.
Well, Kim and Allie said it hurt a little bit, but it didn't show them doing it. So they probably didn't have that hard of a time with it.
Yeah, okay. No, it was ridiculous.
I know one thing, the little women in the background was laughing their heads off.
Well, I bet you North Korea treats people better than they do. Hey, y'all. It's ridiculous.
It was cute. It was cute seeing the local women peeking around.
Saying
the
something
door
about they don't have a high tolerance for pain.
Yeah, these Americans.
I'd have got right up with my Kentucky fist and smacked her face.
Honey, you wouldn't have known what she said, just like nobody else.
But, David, you could tell they was giggling and it wasn't funny.
That would have made me laugh about it.
No, I'm telling y'all.
So,
no, it's a shame. It's a shame.
I would have rather done that than walk tightrope 600 feet off the ground.
No.
Because me being so dumb, I would have had to look down, and then I'd been scared to death. And, yeah, I'd pooped in my pants if I was Jim.
David, honey. No, guys, let me tell y'all something about David. David ain't as big as David thinks he is. He has no tolerance for pain.
You're stupid.
David, you'd have took Demerol and everything else to have a baby, honey. You can't take a pain.
That's free.
That
would have
killed
you.
David, that would have killed you.
They say you want a shot in your back not to feel it. I'd say, oh, yes, honey.
Well, I didn't take
it,
and I took the pain. But no way would I let them put horns on my back.
If I had to take the pain, I would. But
no, you wouldn't, David.
They make medicine for that stuff now.
Terry, Paul, Rich, he doesn't give these people credit. They're like super people.
I'm saying by looking at all, it hurt them all.
Yeah,
but now,
it didn't hurt
Brooke and Robbie as much. And apparently...
Did you see Robbie's back for next week?
Yeah, but I mean...
They just didn't show it. They didn't want to show them being wimps.
Because they're on TV. The little red light come on. They had all the adrenaline flowing.
No,
that's what I'm trying to say. You'll do a lot more than you will do in real life.
God,
when you're on TV.
They had the pain, too. But
if you weren't on TV, you would never made it up the wall.
David, shut up. The editors chose not to put them crying in because they're wrestlers. Let's make them look like big people.
No.
That's
it's because
they
the
cried.
Other team cried that much. They
okay.
had all the footage
I'll
they needed.
Terry, I changed my mind. Let's move on because, yeah, we're never going to agree on this. He's ridiculous.
My gosh. Well, Adam Bethany went to the... fast forward, at first Adam wasn't good on it, and he fell, you know, right away at the first try, but
eight
then the second
when he
time
was still
he got on
the
it,
rope.
Yep, the second time they tried it, though, they were just perfect on it, and they won the fast forward, and Kim and Allie had to head back to the hotel to do the detour. Adam and Bethany had to Fullerton Pavilion, which is a floating dome, and it's the next pit stop for the race. Jim and Misty are the only ones that chose the chili cups, and there's a guy clanging cymbals and playing flutes and stuff, and Jim decides he's just going to get out his whistle and play along. And... while at the massage place, Robbie and Brooke and Amy and Maya make a pact. And they decide that at the U-turn, they're going to U-turn both the surfers and the cyclists. But it doesn't pan out that way. Arriving at the W-turn, first, Amy and Maya U-turn the surfers, but then when Brooke and Robbie get there, they decide they're not going to U-turn anyone. And when they meet up with Amy and Maya are telling them, go back, you've got to U-turn the cyclist, it's not that far to go back. But
in all
Robbie,
fairness, who's going to go back?
They're not. They're just
That's
not
stupid.
Going to.
Yeah, you can't ask them to do that.
And then we hear Phil say the Merlion has a lion's head and a fish body and is a symbol of Singapore. Searching among the five Merlion monuments throughout the city, teams must find the one that has their next clue. Amy and Maya are in second place, and
so they're all looking for this clue, and when Brooke and Robbie get to find it at
Mount Faber.
At Mount Faber, that's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
Their taxi, they see Amy and Maya pull up in their taxi. And they tell Amy and Maya that they didn't find it there. And Maya believed them. And so they
and
just
they
went on.
To go on. Yeah.
And, which is a bad move. Well, once they get on to the next monument, they realize, and the clues aren't there either, they realize that
Brooke and Robbie lied.
Brooke and Robbie must have lied
to
them, and so they had to go back to Mount Faber.
Yeah, they finished everything before they realized it. But it made them look stupid, didn't it?
It did. It really made them look bad to believe Brooke and Robbie and just go on. They should have gotten out and checked first. On their own.
Like out of all five
sure.
teams there, you're going to believe the wrestlers?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it didn't show it for, there's got to be some drama coming up for it
yeah.
to show all of that.
And in the middle of that show, the dentist had their crab meat weighed, and they were only at 1 pound, which is half of what they had to have. But then...
And then
it
Jim started getting frustrated with the banging and the whistling and the,
mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, I guess they were there for a while because he was getting upset. I mean, you would figure his life in the race was on the line, in which we all know it wasn't.
Well, that guy with the symbol was
frustrated.
He was just so greedy. He wanted to take that save home, guys. Yeah.
But, of course, Adam and Bethany... because of the fast forward, was team number one, and they won a 5-night stay in Bali. Brooke and Robbie made it to the mat second. Misty and Jim made it to the mat third. Amy
and the
Maya.
Same goes home with them.
I got to ask a question about this water tank because it's been aggravating me.
Water tank.
Yeah, when they're surfing.
Oh.
I've never been around nothing like that. I don't know. But it said it was a 30,000 tank that flew, 30,000 gallons of water flew, what was it, every minute, and it flew up to 20 mile an hour. Once the cyclist, they was on it a couple times, and they, you know, Kim was doing pretty good. But once Amy and...
Kim and Allie.
Yeah, Kim and Allie. But I'm saying once Adam and Bethany got there, the first time Adam couldn't even get his balance and he fell off at the rope. And then the next time it shows him, and the water's going, to me, the water was just going plumb crazy. And then when Adam and Bethany got on it, it was like, no, I'm saying Adam, it blew him backwards and then it blew him back forward. I'm saying, can they like... slow the water down that fast while you're surfing?
Conspiracy theory again.
Yeah, he's a conspiracy.
I am.
I don't know, but, you know, the girls were standing there asking, how can he catch on that fast? The cyclist girls. Asking,
no, I'm
you know,
just asking,
can
they slow the
fast?
Water down? Can you slow it down? Can you make it go faster, you know, while you're on it? Or does it, you got to do that, you know? I don't know. I ain't never been around that like that.
Well,
I never have either. Go ahead, Rich.
Well, I was just going to say, I don't think it comes out in a perfect
pattern,
like straight stream, so you can hit areas where the water, you might get a groove in the wave or something, just like you would on the ocean. And you know,
good job, Rich. I'm proud of you.
Right forward
on a surf.
I mean, it's not like it's, you know, just a steady flow, always exactly the same. So if you hit a spot where, you know, maybe you don't have as much pressure in between the waves, so to speak, then you might slide forward, just like when you're riding a wave on the ocean.
I would think that there's a possibility that any of those kind of entertainment rides or whatever like that, that they would have different levels of, you know, complexity. Like, we're going to do a beginner level, and maybe they could have it slower. But I would have to relook at it and see if I didn't notice it going at any different speed when I first watched it, but it's possible. But let's give Bethany huge props. She was just...
Yeah, I mean, the girl...
She was... Oh,
she's
my God.
Whatever.
You could have sped it up 40 mile an hour, and she would have rocked it.
She was awesome. Hey, David, I was so hoping, because you talked about it last time, that we were due for another non-elimination. I was so hoping that was going to be the case.
I told Murray.
We swore up to the very end.
Double
U-turn, David. And you said, yeah, they always do it.
I said, it ain't
going to
be a non-elimination. Then you're like, well, it's double U-turn.
And
I'm
you
like,
said, yes.
I said, well, yeah, they might do one.
You said, they always do it.
But they've already done two. And
I don't care. When I reminded you,
when it
you
come on,
U-turn.
I told you, it's final five. I said, they will not be one.
And then
you're like,
double U-turn.
We started watching,
yes.
And you said, it's a double U-turn. I said, well, yeah, they might do one.
Because, yeah, if you always have a disadvantage at a double U-turn, check it up, guys. They've always given a non-elimination.
But they've already done
I broke my
two.
Heart to see the cyclists go
they did
out.
Three last
it really did.
They're going to do three this year, final four. They'll do one next week.
They always do it at non-elimination, at U-turns.
They always do it at final four.
At U-turns. we already talked about that, guys. Yeah.
No, you can search it up. Final four.
Okay, I will. I'll put it to you on Google.
Do it.
That just broke my heart to see the cyclists go out. They really deserve to be in the final three.
Oh,
I love them. I don't understand. You know, I didn't race with them. I don't know what the...
Why everybody hated them?
I don't understand the hatred toward them.
I believe that they were... maybe so standoffish.
I just thought, yeah, that's what I thought the whole time, but nobody wanted them to go further than this leg. I don't understand it. I wish they'd show us why.
Well, no, we kept saying this season for the first 5 or 6 weeks
there's
that
no villain.
There's no villains.
There's somebody
no, there
that everybody's
no
against.
And then all of a sudden it started coming out.
But they didn't show why.
Yeah, you don't know why. I don't think we
speculation.
Could, gather is if they were standoffish or was they rude to people during these pit stops or
I don't
just
know.
Didn't want to be with them, didn't want to be involved.
Or maybe they were just a big threat and everybody saw it.
I think there's a threat. But now, even if there's a threat, it was Brooke and Robbie that brought up the idea and everybody else agreed with it. So did maybe... Brooke was that threatened by him? I mean, it's kind of, maybe they need to, you know, tell more.
Too late now, they're gone.
I mean, we don't know this season. Normally,
usually they show why a team, everybody dislikes this one team. You know, this time they didn't. It's weird.
Yeah.
But
if
I was racing this season, would I think that Kim and Allie was the biggest threat? No. Misty and Jim's won four and been in the top. I mean, they were only in the bottom once.
But could have Misty and Jim maybe put it in somebody's head and it went further? I mean, to me, even at the most, they're the third biggest threats. Because no matter what.
Adam and Bethany's like major.
Adam just needs to go along, do whatever Bethany wants to do.
Yeah, it's the truth. When do you ever see a team where the guy is following the girl? She's like a rock, I'm telling y'all. She's, wow.
She's one of the best, she's one of the best ever been on her.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're automatically, I mean, Jim and Misty, they won four, they've got to save. They're the biggest threat. But every team is scared of Bethany. Now, why is everybody against Kim and Allie all of a sudden?
Well, it ain't been all of a sudden. It's
well,
been
no,
a couple
it's
weeks.
Been, it's been 2 or 3 weeks now. But, I mean, it ain't showed it. There's
right.
got to be something going on behind scenes that we just don't know.
Yeah.
Women can
it
be catty.
It would be nice to know.
And once the women start getting catty, then, you know, I think those two just sort of pulled back and started hanging by themselves. And once that took place, then I think all the teams just sort of saw them as being sort of stuck up or something and blamed it on being from New York. And I think it started from just the women cattiness. That's the take I got on it, is that it
but
started
you know, out
from
of
just
four
the women
teams
being
left,
catty.
Five of them, or 5 of 8 people are women.
I think that...
That is huge, you know?
I hate to say it, but I think Jim's got something to do with that.
Well,
I ain't saying he's my favorite team, but they're going to
I think you like him, David. I think
no,
you like
he is
him.
Just like, yeah, I mean, whenever you, I mean, he
David
does
likes
some,
the bad people.
Well, he does some smart things, though. Yeah, he's bad. And
he does.
And
he
I
really
is. Don't want him to win. But, I mean, he's
yeah, Terry, he's cocky.
They've been
Terry.
A smart team. They really have
he's
been
cocky.
A smart team playing the Amazing Race. They really have.
He's also
I
like hot-headed and cocky.
Yeah.
I don't like that part of him, but he's just so, I mean, I'm telling you.
David loves him.
No, but, I mean, I'm thinking every now and then you just see something simple he does. Like tonight.
Right.
He talked Bethany into doing it. And I can, I mean, I can't remember every instant, but I can remember 2 or 3 times he's done stuff like this.
Planted a seed.
Yeah, and to me he's just smart.
Yeah. You know what? I throughout the race, I've had, you know, favorite teams, and I've had some teams that I could care less whether they left or not. I honestly, at this point, even with this episode, I'm starting to like Brooke and Robbie, and I don't really mind. You know, I see a lot of good things about Jim and Misty. I like all of them. I really do.
Right? Yeah. You don't seem to not like anybody. They've given...
When Brooke and Robbie's been leading on for about 3 weeks. They've been trying to make you like them.
Even
it
Amy
looks
and
like
Maya.
Brooke and
tonight
Robbie have
Amy
a fight
Maya.
This week, though.
Oh, that's the scientist.
Again?
I now love them. You
I've
seen what they went through?
I've always liked them. I never figured they'd make it this far.
Yeah, I
know.
Figured they
either.
Were like a weak team. I mean, nothing against
Little
them.
Little Maya is from St. Louis.
Yeah, she's...
And I think she's
well, honey,
there
she's
on
like
the best
4
attitude.
Feet 10 or something. Small.
She
no,
she's
a
little
probably less than 80 pounds.
Yeah,
and
Maya
she loves everything she's doing out there. She has one of the best attitudes on The Amazing Race. She just
to me,
loves
they're like little
being
spitfires.
Challenged. Yep.
Yeah, she's like she's got feisty, very. Little firecracker there.
Yeah. And she was the one that did the laps at the mat last week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she did
ran
that.
Around after it's over. Who
yeah,
has
I,
the energy
I just
to do
love
that?
The Amazing Race.
Yeah.
Who's 600 feet up in the air and loving the Amazing Race? Okay. Maybe her being from St. Louis, she needs to maybe be put in the hospital. Something's wrong.
I'm just wondering.
Glad to be out of St. Louis.
It's down to the Final Four now, and the save is no longer, you can't use the save no more. So
no.
Is Jim and Misty been in this mindset the whole time?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
really,
now they're
like,
going to be scared
like,
to
yeah,
death.
Yeah, like really relaxed. You know, they've been relaxed. It don't matter. You know what I mean? It don't matter if we win or lose. We got her safe. So, I mean, in a way, it kind of helped them because they're relaxed.
Right.
Are they going to be scared to death next week?
Panic.
Good point.
True.
Yep, they don't have that cushion anymore.
Could be a whole new Jim and Misty we see.
Well, yeah, he could jump all over her. He can ball her out next week. She screws up because it's her time for roadblock.
And
because he's got 2 roadblocks over her.
Do y'all know what season it was that they had that oxen challenge in before? Because I know that they Phil said that ox challenge returns.
It is, yeah, it's an infamous challenge returns. And don't know what season, but it so reminds us of Mongolia.
Don't remember the guy.
We did the Hynix.
Which was ox.
We've talked about it time and time again about Lynn and Carlin. Carlin had on a red shirt, and that Hynix just charged her.
Well, not even that. It went crazy on Sarah.
And Sarah with one leg.
I believe it felt. It, I believe
yeah,
it knew
like
she had a fake leg.
Everybody told her it spooked her. It, you know, it spooked the Hynix.
She spooked it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Carlin wearing a red shirt, David screamed at her, "Take your shirt off!" Never once have I been more thankful because I loved her to
yeah,
death.
Yeah, I never once thought I'd see a woman just holler, "Take their shirt off," when they do.
You
it.
Did. You told her to.
Yeah, I know, and she did it.
Yeah, she was down to her bra.
She had a sports bra, and she just jerked it off right now. I'm like, huh?
So that thing was charging
Maybe
her.
Maybe I'd go somewhere else and this thing worked.
But animals are crazy.
Yeah, it was. They went crazy over the red shirts, and but this was, I remember the challenge where they done
it. I remember it, yeah.
And,
the rice paddies or whatever.
And when it showed that guy, I remember his face, but I can't remember his name.
Those aren't sheep or goats, little animals. Those things could kill you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those are huge.
Well,
now, Mary and David,
no...
next week will... Next week be the final show? Will they get done?
No, next week's only
final
four.
No, it'll be non-limb.
Okay. Next week's only final four, and usually they do a non-limb, but last year they didn't, which made me think tonight they would use one.
Well, every now and then they trick you. Normally it's always final four. If you go back and check out of, what, 25 seasons, probably 20 of them, Final Four has been, well, I don't know, really, before our season. Since 10 or 11, almost all of them have been Final Four. But this has been a season of surprise. They might not do one. Maybe they wait and do one Final Three and bring them back. That, they might do something different. I mean, it's hard telling with Bert.
I think there's at least three more episodes left.
I do, too. I think there's three more left.
Not only them next week, then Final Four, then Final Three, and they come to America.
Yeah, I think I looked on the Internet, and the finale, I believe, is December 19th, so what you just said would work out.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's three more episodes.
Okay.
The episode title for next week, and it's got me intrigued. It's the next episode is called "Smells Like Dirty Tube Socks." What?
Okay. Wonder what smells like dirty tube socks.
I don't know. It sounds like Brooke.
Oh.
And they're in the Philippines.
Ooh, shoot! I'd love to go there.
Yeah, I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of Vietnam.
Well, where they're at, those acts looks pretty nasty.
I'd go back to Vietnam. I'd move to Vietnam right now if she would.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Maybe even the Philippines.
Did you all hear the sad news that another person from
Ryan Knight,
Real
we
World
love
passed
Knight.
Away? Oh, my
He's
gosh.
He's been on a lot. He's
challenges.
He's been on like three challenges plus the Real World. Yeah, he wasn't no little. I'm a DM wasn't neither, but I mean they both was well known Real World people, and we love the Real World. I don't know what we're gonna do now. We ain't got MTV or VH1.
You don't have either one?
No.
No, they took every bit of it when they took his stupid cut back his TV thing. We ain't got CMT or nothing.
They've all given us, and nothing against God because I love him to death, but give us Trinity Broadcasting Network and Sprout, which is like a one-year-old channel for like little one-year-olds.
Yeah, but they took our...
And took our MTV and our VH1.
And our other... the cartoons she always watched.
Disney?
They took.
Disney.
They took 303, 304, 305, and 306.
Right. Yeah. A lot of cartoon
Nickelodeons.
Shows.
Nickelodeons. Took all the Nickelodeons.
Just tried to say they
and
charged
VH1
them too much.
And MTVs and CMTs. They took like 13 stations
and give
us five back.
Of stations
that we don't
you all never heard of. I mean, just crazy.
Yeah, nobody watches them.
I'd be changing providers.
Around here, if you change providers, you're going back.
Mm-mm-mm. That's got to hurt. No MTV.
Yeah, I mean.
No VH1.
It ain't hurt yet, but please don't remind us when those shows are on.
Yeah, I mean, we won't even know they're on.
So don't let us know, please.
I know.
Well, you can let us know because we choose now to get Netflix and not the movie channels on this stupid thing.
Yeah,
Netflix is $7.99 a month. Why not get that? So if we can get it on Netflix, we'll do it.
I don't know if we can.
Get Netflix because MobWives is coming back in December. December 3rd. MobWives, season 5.
Oh, we don't watch MobWives.
We got too much. My favorite show on TV is on right now or just went off.
What's that?
Grimm. That's my favorite show.
I know it.
Well, that's Scorpion.
I love Scorpion.
Me too.
That's my favorite show.
I love the Grimm. If y'all ever want to like catch up on a series, that's one you could just catch up on.
Well, seeing as Rich is on, and he's what started my interest and Cherry's interest in this show. Finally, I think last episode of Curse of Oak Island, I am getting so excited for the next episode. I feel like something's going to happen.
What is this?
Yeah.
Curse of Oak Island. Curse of what?
Oak Island.
And that's a show?
I ain't never seen that one on the thing.
It's on the History Channel.
Cherry, Rich, and I are the only ones that watch it, I think. But
I guess so. Sorry, guys.
But don't you,
ever since
Cherry
we got Netflix.
Rich, don't you agree, Rich, that and Cherry, that don't you feel like next week is going to finally, we're not going to be teased anymore? We're actually going to see something.
What was that great big machine they have out there digging? It's like they've got to find something.
Well, apparently if all of y'all are agreeing and thinking it's going to be something, they're going to throw a twist at y'all.
Yeah.
Well, but the curse is that one more person has to die before they find the
treasure,
money in the money pit. So hopefully nobody dies.
I think they should shove the old dude down the hole. At my end of
it. Rich. You.
Well, that would make some good tea there.
That old dude's been there for 50 years.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're probably boring people that don't know what we're talking about, but I just had to bring that up because I was...
probably because I don't understand. Sorry.
I know.
That's okay. I forgive you.
Ever since we've had Netflix, we've caught up on 5 seasons of Once Upon a Time and 5 seasons of Haven. Or 4 of Haven.
Cherry
another show
not
I just got into is
at all.
War Dogs. Or no, what is it?
Yes.
Dogs of War.
War Dogs.
Dogs of War, yeah. Oh, my gosh, that show is good.
Yeah.
Dogs of War, it is amazing. It's about the vets that come back from war, you know, over in Afghanistan and stuff, who have PTSD, and they hook them up with a
service dog.
A dog.
Service dog.
Yes.
And the story is just so complex and It talks about their families and, you know, what each soldier is going through with the PTSD and about the dog that, you know, he's getting and their family. And there's just so much storyline in it and the camera work in it is amazing.
Yeah.
It's just one of the best shows ever.
You almost can understand what PTSD is like for these people. I have to quickly ask you, Cherry, and I'm thankful that it's on my on-demand, but I just realized I missed the episode of Stephanie, a female. Did you watch that? Is that a good one?
I have it on my DVR. I haven't watched it yet.
Okay. And the other one, guys, real quickly, as Risking It All, I'm feeling it's going to be a good one, a good series.
Me too. That's another one. I have that second episode on my DVR, but I haven't watched it yet. But thankfully, Paul sent me the first one on the computer because I missed the first episode. And I was the one that started talking about the show.
Yeah.
And I missed it. So Paul sent it to me on my computer, and I was, Rich and I were able to watch the first episode. And that looks like it's going to be really good. I'm excited for that show.
While you all are talking about that,
I Googled Oxen Challenge on The Amazing Race.
Yeah.
And this is The Amazing Race 25.
Yes.
Okay, so it's episode 10, My Ox is Broken. And then The Amazing Race 8 had an ox. It was also called My Ox is Broken. The Amazing Race 5 had an ox-drawn plow.
That's the one, the plow.
That's
and that was
it.
Okay, because that is Chip and Kim, I believe.
What season?
Chip and Kim, Amazing Race 5.
Five, okay.
With Sharla and Myrna.
Oh, yeah.
In which Myrna just had twins.
Did she really?
Yes, beautiful, a boy and a girl.
Aww.
I don't much like them as racers, and I didn't like them either, racing with them, but still, she's all of a sudden become my friend a couple weeks ago on Facebook, so she was big, huge. I thought, I never seen a belly like that, honey. Yeah, she had twins.
Wow.
Oh, when you got two of them in there, you got to make
a
lot of room.
Yeah, and a boy and a girl, so she took a picture of their nursery. She has a huge house. It's gorgeous, but half blue and half pink. And it's the Bible verse, he took them two by two. Noah took them two
Aww.
By two. And you know, it's just gorgeous.
That's
so congratulations,
precious.
Myrna. It wasn't her that I minded.
Other people in our chat room
like
guessed
her.
It and said season 8.
Season 8? That's
uh-huh.
the family mm-hmm. season.
No.
Did you say that
yes,
was one of the ones with the accent in it?
Well, so was season 5, and that's, it says the horse drawn, the oxen drawn plow, and I can't. I'm looking through this Wikipedia.
I don't think it was a family guy. It showed his face, and I remember his face.
I'm looking. But it said an infamous challenge, and The Amazing Race tends to stay away from Family Edition. I liked it because, you know, honest to goodness, I'd love to take my kids on that show so they can see what I went through. Probably put them in that massage chamber. Let them figure
I
that
do
out.
Another family would... one.
I would
but no, they kind of shy away from it because it wasn't a lot of rating.
I'd love to take one of my kids on there because I got a little bulldog up there as a son and a little daughter that likes to go out and tackle boys and football and everything else. You know what I mean? We'd just throw Mary on her back and have to carry her because we'd be gone.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about Mary some more.
Well, no, I'm saying the kids wouldn't slow down for you. We'd have to put a leash on them, let them pull us or something.
I'm just having a hard time with this here internet thingy. But
it can be that way sometimes.
I've got 5 and 8, 16 had stubborn oxen, but the one I see with the plow is season 5, which is the infamous Charlotte Myrna. And Chip and Kim, I love them. They're awesome.
We like Charlotte.
And then us, the Mongolian leg of the Amazing Race 10. That was the oxen challenge, but we didn't have to
didn't
do a
them,
plow.
Yeah,
yeah,
they didn't call them oxen.
They called them hinocks in Mongolia. Hmm.
they didn't look very happy to be involved in the Amazing Race.
Yeah, those things are like crazy. They really are. They're people say you're bullheaded. Yeah, those things are bullheaded.
Yeah, but I mean, like when we done them,
they're crazy.
I believe we had at the time, 9 teams, 10 teams.
It was early on.
We had 9 teams, and 2 of them done it. So we had 7 that done the challenge, and 2 of them was plumb walled. You couldn't do nothing with it all.
Yeah.
And the rest of them, I mean, you might be trying to lead them right, and they go left. You know, you'd have trouble. It wasn't no. I mean, when we.
Ours was a good one, though, Dave.
Yeah, we had a good one, but still, yeah, how long did it take us to do that challenge?
Yeah, it's an animal. Sometimes they're hard to steer.
It probably still took us 3 hours to do that challenge.
Yeah.
Robbie was screaming in the commercial from next week's episode, "My ox is
he dropped
broken."
Like, yeah, and he dropped like sardines or something, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, that was the ocean. And he was screaming at Brooke, "You're telling me to pick these up?"
Well, I think they have a hard time next week.
Yeah, it looks like they're kind of getting into an argument next week.
Yeah.
I can't wait till they make somebody get back in a stupid flounder tank.
David, that ain't nothing compared to that deep massage they did today.
I'd rather do that.
I'm sure you would have because you just done the worst thing ever.
Because it was water. No, but
okay.
I'm saying that wasn't. There's something to do with, you know, yeah, the animals are always something, the funnest episodes.
No, none more funner than tonight. Tonight was awesome, guys. I loved it. I honestly think if they win an Emmy, it's because of tonight. Amy and Maya should, like, win $1 million just for their performance.
That was awesome.
That Maya, she's something else. I tell you what, that girl... She should win an award.
I'm telling you, though, Amy, gosh, I felt so sorry for her. You seen her back? We already talked about it, but it's worth saying 1,000 times. Y'all see her back? That's a shame.
That girl probably be thinking about that and talking about that for the rest of her life.
But I'm telling you, I think anybody who tries out for the Amazing Race needs to watch tonight's episode, and then you're going to stay home.
Yeah.
No, you're going to get crabs.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll make a wise decision and put your hands in boiling water. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I agree. I love tonight's episode. It was awesome. That was amazing, excuse me. It wasn't awesome, it was amazing.
Amazing.
Well, guys, it's about that time again. Now it's time to say goodbye.
Happy holidays, guys. It's my favorite time of year. I love Thanksgiving because everybody comes to my house. And I love Christmas Eve even more because we go to Rita's. And Christmas Day is my mommy's birthday, too. I love this time of year.
Well, everybody wishes luck. We won the championship in 03 and 04.
And next Friday, we'll tell you if we won.
Well, no, here's the thing. In 07, we lost to Louisville Central. In 2010, we lost to Central. 2011, we lost to Central. 2012, we lost to Central.
Oh.
And last year, we won to Wayne. And this year, we're playing Central again.
Oh. Shut up, David. You make me sick.
I'm so worried. But this year...
We have a different team.
We got some athletes on. You know, you might have 2 or 3 athletes on a team. No, we got like 7 or 8 on both sides of the ball this year.
But one more time before we leave.
Go Belfry.
Our coach put out this freshman boy, Tavion. He's Hannah's friend. And honest to goodness, within 3 seconds of being on the field, he scores a touchdown.
Yeah, we're loaded.
Freshman guys, 9th grade, so we can win it. David, shut up and don't say nothing different.
No, I'm saying, shoot, yeah, we need, but we are loaded for years.
But happy holidays, guys. Rich, I am so glad you're here because I love you to death.
Well, thank you very much. Right back at you.
Gary, I love you.
Happy holidays to you.
Wish us luck with a house full of girls.
What? Hang on, one more thing. Paul, did you see what the quarterback Bridgewater did from Minnesota?
What? No.
He promised his mommy back when he was in the second grade that when he becomes an NFL player, quarterback for the NFL, that he was going to buy her a brand new pink Escalade. And he bought her one yesterday.
Teddy.
So since we're talking sports, the St. Louis Blues won in overtime.
Jerry said, I want one. You're cute.
I want a pink Escalade.
Well, I believe Rich heard that.
Silence on Rich's end. You notice that, right?
Might as well. They're fairly inexpensive.
Yeah. I'll get one of those little toy pink Escalades under the tree this year.
maybe we'll even have a Barbie.
A Barbie.
Remote control.
Well, I wish we all lived closer so we could see you at Christmas.
I do, too, because we like living in the middle of nowhere, but honest to goodness, I wouldn't choose to live anywhere else because I love it here. I love it. I love Kentucky. It's awesome. Wish you all could be a part of us.
I'd move in a heartbeat.
I love y'all so much.
He would. He's a heathen like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I can say I've only really spent much time in Louisville, but I really like Louisville.
We ain't nothing like Louisville.
No, Louisville's way too big of a city.
Our nephew, Chris Rose, he went to Georgia to go to a Christian university thingy, and he brought his girlfriend, fiance, from Chicago back.
Well, no, she's
from Illinois.
Louis.
She's very close to St. Louis, and we talked about that a lot, Terry. We talked about you a lot this week because he brought her in. And she's like, but I love it here. Because, our house is
100
feet from one mountain and 50 feet from another. We got two mountains.
She come back.
We hardly see sunshine.
We seen her for one day, and then she come back the next day because she was going back to Illinois for Thanksgiving. And she told him, if we move anywhere, we're moving back here.
Oh, that's good.
Because we're in the middle of nowhere. You know, they don't have hardly anything for the kids to do or even for adults to do. But still, we're all family. We support our school systems. We support our football. And we just love each other.
And rioting around here now.
I know. I've thought about you all week, honey. Are you okay?
How far are you from
Ferguson?
We're over a half an hour south of there.
See, that's not far.
Well, yeah, they're not in that.
Yeah, David, they did rioting everywhere, not just in Ferguson.
Yeah, but they're all right.
The rioting,
yeah.
When they say they're in South St. Louis, they're real close to where Rich works. They've done a lot of rioting in South St. Louis, and that's just very close to where Rich works. And
no matter what side you're on, when is it ever okay to burn down a business of somebody who was never involved?
Yeah.
Crazy,
know.
You know?
It's just scary. I mean, those poor
people.
Okay,
we need to let them go, Murray.
They weren't involved.
Yeah, we're
going to
let y'all go. Yeah,
okay.
I know. Honey, we've thought about you all week, okay?
For months.
You guys,
I mean,
enjoy your kids and enjoy the sleepover. And give her a big hug for me and tell her I said happy birthday. And I wish both of y'all a happy birthday, too, because I know it was last week. And I can't wait to talk to you again next week.
We didn't have
birthdays.
Our son and daughter did. No, we're still the same age, honey, 25 for life. Remember that.
Okay.
You wish you were 25 again.
I am, David. But we love you all. And I'd love to hear Rad Ron before we go out.
All right. Well, we're going to play him. Remember to join us again on Monday for the Manic Monday Show with Michelle Costa from
Big Brother Season 10. It'll be at
7
p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m.
Central.
I'm not sure who the guest will be this Monday, but I'm sure it will be great. So join us for the Mac Monday show.
I was just going to say, speaking of Michelle Costa, I believe tomorrow is Mama Costa's birthday.
Oh. Happy birthday, Mama Costa.
Right. Yeah, we met her.
A Scorpio's rock.
Happy birthday, Mama Costa. I'll be seeing her in a few days now. Can't wait for that. So here we go with Ron to take us out for the night. Take care, everybody. God bless.
Love you guys.
Eat some turkey.
Love you, too.
Love you. Good night, all.
Bye-bye.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
It was, and a special thanks to Jason and Thomas and Leah out there. Everybody have a great weekend. God bless. That's a wrap.
Love you, Thomas.
Everybody say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
That's a wrap.